Okay, we are in Klal Gimel, Siv Zayin, in Hilchos Lashon Hara of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. And you remember, we talked about Dan Lakav Schos earlier on in the Hakdama, and now he's going to get to it in the Halachas. With that Ot Klal Gadol, another important rule, the Iker Binyanam Elu, one of the main points you have to know in these things is the following. In Ro Adam Shadiba Dover Osam Isa, you see somebody who said something or did something, whether it was Nogaya to something that has to do with interpersonal relationships or his relationship with Hashem, a mitzvah, something like that. And you can judge what he just did or what he just said in a good light. Perhaps what he meant well. He meant in a good light. If the person is God-fearing, nischaya, we are obligated, laduna tol bakavskos, okay? So, you see somebody do something, and you don't know why he did it. You see him, he came late to yeshiva, right? So, he came late to yeshiva because he slept late, or he came late to yeshiva because he had to go do a mitzvah. He had to go do something, whatever. He was up late last night with a friend who was sick. Or he was, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Or he's a lazy bum, right? So you could look at it in two ways. If somebody says something, you don't know how to look at it. So if the person is a Yari Elikim, is a Yari Shemayim, so then you have to assume he is doing it, he was doing it with the Kapskos. I'm feeling dark carve and tells the dark Yosef Kapkova, even if it's something that, you know, it looks pretty suspicious, but since it can in some way be judged in the light of proper, then you're obligated to do so. What if he's like an average guy, who's someone who's careful not to do aveira, but sometimes, you know, falls into doing it? If it's 50-50, again, so you have to assume that the person was doing a good thing or said something. It sounds, you know, I don't know which way he meant it. You have to assume he meant it well. Listen to what Gemara says in Shabbos. If you judge, this is unbelievable. Listen to this, guys. This can change your din and shemayim. Listen to this. Let's say you see somebody, you hear somebody do something. So you can right away get angry at him because, or you can be down the kaskos, judge him favorably. If you judge him favorably, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge you favorably. In other words, if you do something sometimes which could be judged one way or the other, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will judge you favorably. You always want to be judged favorably, right? And you follow the pasuk which says, in justice you should always judge your friend. And even if it looks a little more guilty than innocent, you should treat it like it's a doubt. Don't assume the bad. And certainly, if it looks good, certainly it's also if, however, you judge someone negatively when you could have judged them positively, besides the fact that you violated the mitzvah of judge your friend favorably, it's a simple lesson. A lot of times, the reason why we say humiliating or denigrating things about our friends is what happened. We got angry. And why do we get angry? In other words, our emotions overtake us, right? We're learning Sefer Chofetz Chaim so that our brain will overtake us. But often, the reason why we do the aveira is why? The emotion overtakes us. What got us upset at the person? Something he did or something he said, right? If you are judging that person favorably, then guess what? You're not going to get upset and you won't speak negatively of the person. So this concept of Dan Lakav Chov and Dan Lakav Schos is not only a mitzvah in and of itself, it's a very big concept behind what makes us speak Lashon Hara. If we would always be judging people favorably and be more pleasant about things, there would be a lot less Lashon Hara going on. Sidches. And even where it's 90% that this guy probably said or did something negative, and therefore, you don't really have to judge him favorably, Don't go running quick. Ooh, look what he did. You're a big tzaddik. Ooh, look what he did. He cheated on a test. He did this, he did that, right? You don't do that, right? You gotta, first of all, figure out all of the rules and regulations that we're going to learn later on in the Klal Dalet Hei and Yud, where it says when you're allowed to say something negative about a person for toelis. Okay, there are a lot of rules when that happens. So number one, be down the kaf shos. And even in a situation when you're not obligated to be down the kaf koid, be very careful before you say anything. Even if you are correct, it's still, you're not allowed to embarrass the person, as we will see in Hashem later on. Yashakoya, you finished already. Hatgama psicha, klal aleph, klal beis, and klal gimel. You guys are very, very way into Sefer Chofetz Chaim. You know, it seems like we just started yesterday. Big tzaddikim, you bring Mashiach. Thank you so much. Yashakoya.